of the sugya. Let us start from Elalav Hainu Taime Godel Onshe. The Gemara wants to explain why this says Klal Godel. So first the Gemara wanted to say because it says Godel when it is obvious in Tildes, and the Gemara is Takasha from Bar Kapore, that in his Barais it says Klal Godel B'maisa. Elalav Hainu Taime Godel Onshe Shel Shabbos Yeser Mishel Shviz. That the inyan of Shabbos, the Isurim of Shabbos, are koilu more in yonim than the Isurim of Shviz. Ilu Shabbos ise bein betolosh bein b'machuba. For the present time, let us say the way Tosfos says that the Isur Shabbos, the Isur Meloche b'Shabbos, is noyik sai by dvorim tlushim, sai by dvorim mechuborim. Ilu Shviz and the Isur Melochen Shviz. So that's why it says Godel, that this Klal is Godel from the other Indian that also says Klal, but this is Godel. The Godel Oinsha Shel Shviyis Yoyser Mina Maiser, and it says Godel by the Klal that is mentioned by Shviyis, because there, in the Isurei Machol of Shviyis, is Koilo Mo and Yonim, then the Isurim Machol of Maisa. Dilu Shviyis Isa Bein B'Machol Odom Bein B'Machol Beheime. Dilu Maisa B'Machol Odom Isa B'Machol Beheime Les. Ule Bal Kapore De Toni Klal Godel B'Maisa. So what is the Godel of Maisa? What is Maisa Koilu more than another Inyan? Godel Oinshe Shel Maisa Yeser Mishel Peya. That Maisa is Koilu more in yonim than peya. Vilu meiser ise betaine v'yerek. Vilu peya lesa betaine v'yerek. And peya, the chiyu peya, geit nishton by peya v'yerek. This is we were up to yesterday. This nan, klal omru bepeya, kol shuhu oichel v'nishmar. This is a klal that's mentioned by peya. If it's oichel v'nishmar, there has to be a machel. The nishmar, it shouldn't be hefka. The gedulei min ha'oretz. The kitosei ka'achas, and the harvest of the fruit is at one time, not at sporadic times. U'machnisei lekiyim, the food that grows has to be a food that will exist long. U'machnisei lekiyim, doesn't become spoiled in a few days. Chayev bepeya. Oichel. Now, what is the Mishnah? What are the parotim of the Mishnah? Oichel, the miute, sviche, stis, vekutze. These are types of dyes, which by peya there's no chiyev if it is not an oichel. V'nishmar lemute hefker. If it is hefker, there's no chiyev of peya. V'gedule min ha'oretz lemute kimeim apitriyois. Mushrooms, which do not grow from the earth, so memele, they're also part of Ampeya. Likitose ka'achas limu'ute teine. A teine is not likitose ka'achas. The harvest is at sporadic times. Umachnise likiyum limu'te yerek. Bilu gabi maisat nan. Klal omru b'maisar kol shuhu oichel v'nishmar v'gidule min ha'oretz. Doesn't say any t'nai of likitose ka'achas umachnise likiyum. Chayev b'maisa v'ilu likitose ka'achas machnisei lekiyim leitoni. So that is why Bal Kapore learned in his Baraisa klal godol by Meiser, because Meiser is koilu more in yonim than peyim. Let us see Rashi. Isa b'teine v'yerek midarabono, the chiyev maisa by tein of yerek is midarabono. Kol shu oichel, gabi peye, kotzer ksiv. Ma kotzer miyuchet sheyesh by kol eilo. So Rashi holds that it seems it is a deraisa di kedroshe, that from kotzer we are memayet all these tnoim. Lim utei sviche stis vekutze, sha oimdim letzeva. This is oimed not to be eaten, it's used as a dye. So Rashi Adakasha, Svichim L'Chayre means yerokis that grow by themselves without being planted. Why does he say Svicheis tis v'kutzeh lochinok et svichim deinderch leloiktom b'shonish en izroim? They're not harvested the year that they're planted. El l'soiv dalad v'yishonim shashroshim mispashtim ba'oretz u'mashbichin v'shoyresh elohem ikah. The ikah is the roots, and the roots, the roots that are harvested grow by themselves. These were mentioned specifically that there is kedusha shviyas noket hochi the bepeya ma'isa lesson loshin rabbeinu aleidi umachnisei lekiim lemuta yerek gain lefes turnips vekaploitis vila machnisei lekiim lekadosei keechad loitnam by ma'isa. The chitikon rabbonon aditu, the rabbonon were mesaken the chiyev meiser and peiris in yerokis loiplud bepeiris a ilon ubiyerek bein min lemin. The rabbonon the kechiyev, they were not machalik in the minim. If it's likitosek achas, it's machnise likiyim. They were not mafchen. Zog Tosfos. Ulebar kapore de toni klal godel b'maiser. So the Gemara asked, according to bar kapore, what is the klal godel b'maiser? Nire le Rashbe, the acherim loishonu klal godel b'maiser. Why didn't the others, the Mishnah, this is the Baraisa bar kapore, but why didn't the Mishnah say klal godel b'maiser? Lefisha eine godel mipeye elo midarabono. Because the schemer of meiser over peye, the meiser is chayiv afilo ein lekitose kachas, and peye is potter. This is only a chaymer midarabonim, because the whole meiser ilon is only midarabonim. Avol klal godol, the Shabbos godol mishviyis midereise, that mleches Shabbos is noyig betolush and shviyis not. That's a dereise the kedin. Vechein shel shviyis. Mishal Meiser, that Shvius is noig by Machel Beim, it's also a deraisa that can live hemtecha. Vilu peye lesa v'teine v'yerek. That peye, the chiyah peye, does not exist by a te'ena. So Taisa says, lav davke te'ena, one should not think that only by te'enim there's no chiyah peye. The rei vilonis ain lakitose ke'echot. Forget, Roy Vilonis is no din peye. Ve einam rak ches ilonis. The choshe be kame be the peye, the chaye be peye. Forget, only there are only 8 ilonis which are likitos and kachas. Ala nokat teine, so why did he chap on a teine as a moshul of an ilon that's en likitos and kachas, since Roy Vilonis are in this bracket? Mishum denil kito kam upon him. In eila kitose ka'achas, this is the most sporadic. Kedemrini becheske sabbatim, ochel gimel peiri bechad yoime, kegoin teine. That means in one day there could be 3 harvests. That there's a one branch becomes ripe in the morning, the other branch gets ripe in the afternoon, and the other branch gets ripe in the evening. So mamela, that's why a teina is an ideal example of ein lekitos sekachas. Va'imer Rabbeinu tam, the reise loimer chayev bepeye elo bedogon v'siroi shviyitzo. The whole chiyev peye minatayre is only by these 3 minim. Why? The stam k'tzir d'chsiv gabi peye hu dogon. K'tzir is dogon. Uchsiv kisach beit zeisecho, that's yitzo. Kisiv tzer kamecho, that's tiroish. So memele, these are the minim which are chayiv bepei. Vohod et dorish beteires koinim, yochel shani marbe kishuyim, udluyim, shiyu chayovim bepei, tamad loima bekutzuchem es kutzir arzuchem, ma kutzir shoichol venishma. This is the drosha that Rashi had brought, that were mamayit all these miyutim from k'tzir. So according to Tosfos, what should you mayit all these miyutim from k'tzir? K'tzir means dogon. B'chlal, there's no chiyuv mina teire and Keshuyim and Deluyim. So Taisa says the whole thing is Asmachti. The Hosam Nami Dorish Maisa Yerek. And the entire Skoinim, they also darshan Adroshe by Maisa Yerek Mikro. That it's Chayim. Avogav Davami the Rabbono. So Memele, so there's no Droshe. It's an Asmachti. So Memele, if there's no drosha in the whole din peya, by all other meaning is the rabbonon, so mehechit teisi, why would they misakin that in the chiyah peya the rabbonon, if it's ain lekitosei ka'achas, there's no chiyah peya. Why did they make such chilukim? Since in Yesod there's no drosha. And with the rabbonon, if they're mechayev, so everything should be mechayev. Just like by maisa they were mechayev, all meaning, they didn't make such chilukim. So, Mehechi Taisi, why did they make such chilukim legabe peya? So Taisi says, Amashala itiknu peya biyerika betaina odedomilo, kemoisha tiknu maisa mehen, aimera beinu tam, mishum da engliki toson ke echod, dova muet hu peya didei. The Chedishav wants to say one pshat that the chiyav anoches peya is only on the peiris which run is bashel, and those peiris is a chiyav anoches peyer, the peiris which did not become ripe, so there's no chiyav anoches peyer. So memela, if we have, let's say, one branch becomes ripe in the morning, so the whole chiyav anoches peyer is only from this branch. V'yesh hefsid laniyim bo yoisam in areva shemiz batlim. They'll never know when this branch will become ripe, and then they'll be meniach peya on this branch. You can't be meniach peya on the whole tree. You have to be meniach peya when it becomes ripe. So mamela, they'll be mizbatal a whole day to wait around to when it becomes ripe, and they'll end up with a very small amount of peya side by side. It's also not a choshev emachol. Doesn't last too long. So therefore they were not misakin the chiyuv peya by these two minim, by yerokes and by dovo she'en lekitose ka'achas. Svicha istis v'koitze. Hoda leikoma stam ולמאותי מידי דלאב איכל. It said איכל, למאותי something that's not an איכל. Why did he specify דווקא these meaning? אלא נוקת הני. Rashi says because by Shvius he had mentioned it already, so that's why he mentions it here also. איימרי משום דקצס הם ראויים לך. He wants to tell us a רבוסה. That oichel, you need, there has to be an oichel legamri, in sviche stis vekotza, even though they are ma'at roi lachila, afal pikein, does not fall into the category of oichel. Okay, mashmalon, dafel lohochi en pein nehegis ben. Vechemotza rashbam betshuvis rashi. That these mean him are roi lachila ktsas, afal pikein, the pot of pei. Vaho de nokat svichim, why does it say svichim? So Rashi said a ganzer shtek teure, because the whole harvest is only on the Sheroshim when they are Bechina of Svichim. So Taisva says, Mishum de Shemo Stis Vekutza Atzmom Einem Ruyim Klal Lachila Sodo. Lehave Chiddish. Fakat, he wants to tell us the Chiddish. That even though it's Roy Lachila Ktzahas, it is still Potter from Peyes. So Memele, so therefore he chapt on Svichim. Because the mean that is not svichim is the ganze nicht roi lachila. Oy shem ein oichel goma, voloi me matinan. So he wanted to speak about a certain machel that's roi lachila ktsas, but since it's not roi legamri, so this machel is only sviche stis vikutz. Zok the gemore weiter. Rav Ushmuel da omri tavayu. We had the first bava, but now we just went through the union of klal gadol. But now we'll go further. The first bava of the Mishnah was kol hasheicheach iker shabbos v'aso melaches harbe b'shabboses harbe einechayev elo chatas achas. Hey, so the Mishnah is telling us if there was a shikche me'ikin Shabbos, even though many malachas were done on many Shabboses, he only has to bring one korban chatos. Zok the Gemara, Rav Shmuel da Omri Tavayu, mas nisin, betinoik shenishbo lebein hanoch. The Mishnah that is mechayev, one korban, is speaking about a person that was never aware of Iker Shabbos. He was never aware b'chlal about Shabbos. Betinoik shenishbo lebein hanochim. That he was captured and he grew up bein hanochim. So he never knew b'chlal about Shabbos. Or v'ger shenizgaya lebein hanochim. After the geiris he found himself bein hanochim, so he never also was bakant about, he never knew about Iker Shabbos. Avo, the Gemara is medayik this from their loshen. That's right in the Mishnah. Avol hikir, if he was once aware of Shabbos, ula b'sayv shochach, and later he forgot about Shabbos, there was once a yidiyah about Shabbos, and then a shikre, chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Then is chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Then there's a chayev al kol Shabbos. As long as there was once a yediyah of Shabbos, then he's chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, t'na, so let us see. The Mishnah says, ha-sheicheyach iker Shabbos. You tell me that the Mishnah is speaking about a tinik shenishbo. The Mishnah starts off, ha-sheicheyach iker Shabbos. No, Sheikheyach is the process of forgetting. In the process of forgetting, there was once a Yediyah, and then there was a Shikre. Lav Mechlal, da Havala Yediyah Mikore. The Mishnah says, not the way you're saying. You just said, or we derived from what you said, that if he was once aware of Avol Hikir L'Bsayv Shachach, Yischayv Al Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos, the Mishnah says, Klol Nitazoy. Ha-Sheikheyach Iker Shabbos, which is L'chayre Hikir al-B'sayv Shachach. It says he's any chayv elo, he's on any chayv al-Achat Asachas, he's not chayv al-Kol Shabbos b'Shabbos. So that's the Gemara's Kashan Rav and Shmuel. Nochamal, Atnan ha-Sheicheyach Hikir Shabbos, ha-Sheicheyach Lav Michlal, v'avala Yediyim Yikore, v'afal Pikein, your chayv only one chatos. So the Gemara says, Loi. My kol ha-sheicheyach iker Shabbos. The Mishnah does not mean, the Mishnah is not speaking about the person. If you're speaking what the person did, so if you're speaking shikre sa'odom, so that means it was once hikir b'sayv shochach, that's the taich of shikre. No, the hoysa shchuach mimenu ikre shel Shabbos. So speaking about the inyan of Shabbos. The inyan of Shabbos was shchuach mimenu. So in the it's not speaking about a pu'ula of shikre, we're speaking about a matzav of a dover shechuach, so that could mean it was shechuach me'oilom. He never knew about it. Let us see Rashi. Mas nisen, the potar b'chad chatos, the Mishnah that said that even though he was mechalal many Shabboses with many melachos, he's only chayv one korban chatos. Betinayik shenishbo v'lo yoda Shabbos miyolam. He never knew about Shabbos. Avol hikir ula b'sayif shochach. Havolei kishaycheyach shehayim Shabbos. This is similar to the second case in the Mishnah, that he knew about Shabbos, but he forgot that this day was Shabbos, the Eideya Iker Shabbos, V'chayiv Al Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. That was the deed that we wanted to be Medayik, Medivrei Rav Shmuel. So the Gemara asked the Loshon HaMishnah Shver, Ashecheyach Vaistois, that it was Iker L'Besoiv Shochach. The Gemara says, "Hashechech min shayish shechuach mikol shayish shechuach mimenu mei oilo." Frag the Gemara. So what are you saying? So the Mishnah, the first bava of the Mishnah that says that even though there was machalo many Shabbosis with many Melochis, he only brings one Chatos, is speaking about Shachuach Mimeno Ikra Shel Shabbos, in other words, Atinik Shanishpa. Avol Hikel, Ula B'Saif Shachach, but if he once knew about Shabbos, and he forgot about it, then Mai Chayiv Al Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Then he's Chayiv Al Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Frek the Gemara, if that is true, Sa'ad Toni. Hayoideye Ikir Shabbos. It says the second book in the Mishnah. When are you chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos? Hayoideye Ikir Shabbos. He knew about Shabbos. V'osam aloch ishavi v'Shabbos ishavi chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So l'cheira, the second case in the Mishnah is that he knew about Shabbos now also, but he just did not know which day was Shabbos. Let him say a bigger chiddush, that listening he can ulvesayv shachach, that afilu he bechlal did not, he forgot about Shabbos in Gansu. He's also chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. V'choshkein ho. So why did the Mishnah wanted to tell us chiyuv, when the Mishnah wanted to tell us chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos? Why did he happen a case when he was Yedeye Ikir Shabbos? Now he knows Ikir Shabbos, but the whole shikha was he didn't know which day was Shabbos. Let him say a bigger chiddush, that afilu bechlali doesn't know about Shabbos, but he once knew about Shabbos. He's also chayim al kol achas v'achas v'kol shkein ho. So let him say that then, and this then we'll be able to figure out by ourselves. Let us see Rashi. Lisni hiker ubesayv shochach dechayiv. So Rashi seems to explain what the kolshkein is. What is the difference? If he once knew about Shabbos and he forgot about it, or if he still remembers about Shabbos, but he just did not know which day was Shabbos. What's the kolshkein? Why is one case better than the other? So Rashi explains the Gemara Lishitosa. Lisni hiker lo besoif shochach. The chayiv, that is chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, va'af al gav de leko lemeimel yomim shebintayim avin yediyah lechalik. Rashi in the Mishnah explained, why is the halacha, if he did not know when Shabbos was, why by the next Shabbos he's chayiv, it was machal, the next Shabbos also, he has to bring another korban? Why isn't it called a helem echod? Since he did not know bachlal, he was a chayte, so why isn't it called one big helem? He should bring one korban. So Rashi had said, ashtik teire, the yomim shebetayim haven yediyin lechalik, and Rashi explained it, the yevsher shelo yishoma, when Shabbos was. Rashi explained the halacha, the second halacha of the Mishnah, that if he knows all about Shabbos, but he made a mistake, he thought that Sunday was, Shabbos was Sunday. That was the first Chilul Shabbos. Why by the next Shabbos he also made the same mistake? He thought that Shabbos was Sunday. So why isn't it called the Helem Echot? So Rashi says, because he efshel shaloi shoma bintayim. The zicher, he zicher during the passage of the week, he zicher somehow had heard that Shabbos was not Sunday, that he held was Sunday was Shabbos. So memele, so therefore, this new chilul Shabbos on the next Shabbos is a new shkoge, because in between, there was a zman he was enlightened, that he had found out how to arrange the week. He was enlightened during the week. So if he made again a mistake the next Shabbos, that's a new shkog, that's machayev a new kol. That's how Rashi explained, that's why he is chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Now, in the first case, if he bechlal does forgotten ganzen about Shabbos, hiker ulebesayv shachach ikre shel Shabbos. He once knew about Shabbos, and now he forgot completely about Shabbos. So be'emesin, the Gemara is assuming now that he also chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. This halacha really, there's no legitimate reason how to understand why you're a chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. This lechayre is one halomet. The minute he forgot about the whole union of Shabbos, he's mechalo now 20 Shabbosis, so it's one halomet. All these chilul Shabbosis are coming about because he forgot about v'chlal the union of Shabbos. In the middle of the week, it doesn't help him. They speak about the days of the week, but they speak about Saturday and Sunday. But they don't, but he doesn't know b'chlal about Shabbos. So Memele, so Rashi, Lishitosa, he says, so Memele, if he would tell me the halacha that hikir l'besayv shachach, which we don't have a legitimate reason to understand why he's chayav al kolachas vachas. Avopikin is chayav al kolachas vachas. So Koshkein, if Yoda ikir Shabbos, he knew ikir Shabbos, and he just got mixed up with the days, so I could zichir figure out that he's chayav al kolachas vachas. So why did the Mishnah have to tell us case number 3, or let's make all 4 cases with A, B, C, D? Case A is tinik shenishba. Case B is hikel v'shochach. Case 3 is he got mixed up which day Shabbos was. And case 4 is that he knew that today was Shabbos, and he forgot, and there was shogach b'malochis. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, why when he's telling us the chiyuv, why when he's telling us the chiyuv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, he mentions case C, which there is a svara to understand why he's chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. He should have said case B, and I'll know about the gemis, koshken case C. That's what Rashi says. Listen, hikil v'soiv shochach, the chayav. V'av agav delekel amein v'yomim shebintayim hava yediyu l'chalik. V'choshken hodikel amein v'yomim shebintayim hava la yediyu l'chalik. That's how Rashi explains the koshken of the Gemara. The Rishonim and the Marsha all pounce on Rashi. They ask Fakert, how could we understand such a halacha? If the whole lomdus of Chayim al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos mishum yomim shebiltayim is because the Yevshel Shaloi Shoma, as we had learned yesterday, so if it was Hiker l'besayv shochach, so why is he taking Chayim al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos? Rashi asked the kasha. Rashi mentioned it's a chiddush, but that doesn't solve the problem. How could one learn that you're chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos alibi de Rashi? And therefore the Rishonim seem to bring a raya from this Gemara, not like Rashi, like Tosfos, that the whole thing is a gzeiras hakosov. That as long as there was yomim v'tayim, that in between this Shabbos and this Shabbos there was yomim v'tayim, so this goof makes it a new chilul Shabbos. This is not last week Shabbos, because it's Yemei Chil Bintayim. Doesn't matter if he knew about it, if he didn't know about it. So if you say that, so Memeilu we can understand that in Yisod there shouldn't be a difference of Hikir L'Besayiv Shochach, or Yoda, or the Yedeya, he knows about Shabbos, but he mixed up the days. The Sibbe that he's Chayiv Al Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos is, because it's a gzeres hakosav, as long as there's yemei chayil bintayim, that kufa is mechayiv abazundere kolban on each Shabbos, because it's called abazundere aver. That's how the Rishonim learn pshat in the Gemara, not like Rashi. Al kolponim, the Gemara is now asking Akasha and Rav Shmuel, why when the Mishnah said the chiyuv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, why did it say it in a case of Yodeya Ikir Shabbos, it could have said it in the case that Hikir B'Sayv Shochach. So the Gemara answers, no, you're not learning the right pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying this taka. My Hayodeya Ikir Shabbos, not that now he knows Ikir Shabbos. Misha hoya yoideya ikra shel Shabbos. He once knew ikra shel Shabbos. V'shakcha. So now the Gemara is assuming that takelt, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. So the reish of the Mishnah is telling us, tinik she nishba is chayiv, one called mchatis. The second bob of the Mishnah is telling us that hikir ulo besayiv shochach is chayiv al kol Shabbos v'shabbos. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. So the Gemara says, so let's go, avo, if that is the case, so what will be avo loy shokcha? What will be in case C? If Yedeya Meikra Shabbos, he knows that there's such an union of Shabbos, he just got mixed up in the days, which this is a greater Pshia, avo loy shokcha, mai. So what will then the din be? Chayiv al kol melocha melocha. So then we'll say, how the Gemara deducted this, we'll see Rashi and Tosfos. But the Gemara assumed this, that if the Mishnah is speaking about only this case, so it comes out automatically that if he yedeya meikra shel Shabbos, and he just got mixed up with the days, then it'll be chayav on kol malacha malacha. So the Gemara says, let's jump down to the safe of the Mishnah. Adetoni, why did the Mishnah say, Hayoideya shehu Shabbos. When are you chayav al kol malacha malacha? When is yoideya shehu Shabbos? When he knows that today is Shabbos, vosem malacha is harbis, b'shem vosem sabi chayav al kol malacha malacha. When there's a yidir that today is Shabbos, that's when you're chayav al kol malacha malacha. Let us say a greater chiddush. Listen, hayoideya ikir Shabbos. That he just knows b'chlal about Shabbos. V'choshkeinu. So therefore, the Gemara asked a kasha on Rav Shmuel. That means, according to Rav Shmuel, so the third bava of the Mishnah, that is Mechayev al kol melocha al melocha, should not speak about that he knows that today is Shabbos. No, it should speak about he knows bechlal about Shabbos, even though he doesn't know that today is Shabbos. It's also Mechayev al kol melocha al melocha. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, avo loy shokcho le'ikar Shabbos. If he did not forget about the Ikar Shabbos, ela she'shokach shayim Shabbos, my, what will the din be then? Chayiv al kol av meloche, then will be mechuyiv an each meloche. So now Rashi wants to explain, how did the Gemara get to this conclusion? Maybe such a case, If there was still Shigiga Shabbos, he's only Chayav al Kol Shabbos or Shabbos. The Al Kolchov, so Rashi says like this, I have a svira lei de enei Chayav ela achas l'chol Shabbos b'Shabbos. If the Tana holds that this case of a Yedeya Ikrei Shol Shabbos, and he just forgot that today is Shabbos, he's also only Chayav al Kol Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he's not Chayav al Kol Melocha Melocha. So then the Mishnah should have said as follows. In the second case, when the Mishnah says Yechayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, it should have said as follows. Mi sheyoda ikir Shabbos v'shokcho, ikir v'shokach, v'chein hayoideye ikir Shabbos, v'osam aloches harbei, v'shabos is harbei chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. If there are two cases, the one is Chayiv al kol Shabbos b'Shabbos. So let him say, so let him bring down these two cases in the Bava Emtzoi of the Mishnah. And since he does not bring down these two cases, he only says one case, that you're Chayiv al kol Shabbos b'Shabbos. So we can prove from this that if it's Yedeya Ikrei Shel Shabbos, And he just forgot which day your Shabbos is Chayav al kol melocha melocha. So the Gemara says, since he's Chayav al kol melocha melocha, so let's go to the last case. Listen, Yedeya Ikir Shabbos. Let him tell us a bigger chiddush. He knows about Shabbos. Da'av shigiga Shabbos. But he knows about Shabbos. But he does not know that today is Shabbos. Zdoin melochis harbei. That means he knows that today is Shabbos. He knows about Shabbos, but he doesn't know that today is Shabbos. And he knows that all melachos are osur in Shabbos. Chayiv al kol melache. So it should have said that in such a case is also chayiv al kol melache. Melache. Af al gav de bechol Shabbos leke elachodesh gogi. Even though all these melachos were done because of one shkogi. V'chol shkein shigigas melachos usdoin Shabbos. The fourth case that it says in the Mishnah, that he knew that it's Shabbos, and he didn't know that these malachas are also, so there's mamish ashgogan each malacha, avadi gevisl bi chayiv e kolben al kol malacha umalacha. So the kitzer, even though the Gemara is complicated, the davineinu, but al kolponim, the Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara understood, According to Rav Shmuel, the dargis of Havos Kolben are as follows. Atinik Shen Nishba, even though he was Machalo, many Shabbosays, with many Malachas, he brings one Kol. If it was Hiker V'Shochach, he once knew about Shabbos, and then he forgot about Shabbos, then he's mechuyev to bring a kolben al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. If he knew about Shabbos, he knows about Shabbos, but he didn't know that today is Shabbos, or if he knows that today is Shabbos and there's kishigigas melachis, that means case C and case D, so then the Gemara held, in that case is chayiv al kol melacha melacha. That's how the Gemara assumed this is the svar of Rav Shmuel. And if this is the svar of Rav Shmuel, we have a problem. And the problem is the last case of the Gemara, where the Gemara mentions that you are chayiv al kol melacha melacha. The Mishnah only mentions that he knew that today was Shabbos and there were shigigis melachis. The Mishnah should have said a bigger chiddush, that even though there were no shigigis melachis, that means there's only one shkoge. He didn't know that today is Shabbos. He's also chayav al kol melocha umelocha. Let us see Tosfos. Geir shen is gayer bein hanochim. So the loshen is very misleading. That he was megayer bein hanochim. It seems that the bezden that was megayer him were goyim. Well, that's no good. He does not a geir. So Taisi says, no, Bifnei Gimel. He was Megayer Bifnei Gimel. There were kosher Ebezen. V'loi haidiyuhu mitzvah Shabbos. But they did not tell him about Shabbos. So Memele, he's a ger. He was a Mekabel mitzvahs. But the minute he became a ger, he didn't know kol ha-toira kula al regalacha, so he was not aware about Shabbos. Din is gayer, if we will say pshat kipshutoi, beinoi le beinatzmoi, loi havi ger, that is not a ger, kedem rinim b'cholitz, that we need a bezdin in order for one to become a ger. Avo loi shokcho mai, chayev al kol meloche u meloche. This is a cheshben de ketosfes. Eis this, the gemore derives from Shitas Rav Shmuel, that they hold, if a person knows that today is Shabbos, if the person knows about Shabbos, but he just did not know which day is Shabbos, then Rav Shmuel hold that Yechayim al kol melacha melacha. So the shayla is, how did the Gemara figure this out? Teimalari. Minno leila meide kochi. How did the Gemara know to make such a deal? Eima. And then there's problems over here. We have a kasha from the Sefer, so the Sefer just said a bigger chiddush. Eime de loy shokha. Afilu, he did not forget about Shabbos. Though he remembered Shabbos, and he just didn't know which day Shabbos was. Nami eini chayiv al kol melocha melocha. He's also not chayiv al kol melocha. Ella al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. K'boi hikir ula b'seif shochach. Just like the Tana holds. By hikir. If he once knew about Shabbos. and then he forgot about Shabbos. He's chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So who adin if he still knows about Shabbos and he forgot which day is Shabbos, is also only chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. V'tone hikir lebesoyv shochach, that is chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. V'kol shkein ho k'defrishes. But it could be, but it's not chayiv al kol malach and malach. He's only chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So Memele, how did the Gemara know to jump? That if he knows about Shabbos now, he just did not know that which day was Shabbos, he's chayiv al kol malach and malach. How did the Gemara figure this out? And because of this cheshbon, the Gemara has problems from the Mishnah. Umashe perish bekuntaris. The dayik, the chayim, al kol melochem melochem. The gemara was medayik that al kolchach in this case she chayim al kol melochem melochem. Midaloi kayil lehu adodi, because if you only chayim al kol Shabbos for Shabbos, so the middle case should have said two tziyurim. Should have said as follows: mi sheyoda ikir Shabbos v'shokcha. Case number one. In case number two, if a person knows now that it's Shabbos, but he just doesn't know the days, she should have said both cases, Chayim al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Tahave mashme, then I'd be medayik, Vavka al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, v'loy al kol meloche. Ein nida l'ri. So this cheshbon, the ri disagrees. The imke, heichi porich la'el. Why the Gemara before, when the Gemara asked, listni hikir lebesayv shochach. Let him say hikir ulebesayv shochach. Let it just say, in the second case of the Mishnah, let it say hikir lebesayv shochach. V'cholshkein ho. And I'll know automatically that yoideya. He knows about Shabbos. We just got mixed up in the days. I'll know this halacha. So the Gemara on Amud Aleph says, if it would say in the second bov of the Mishnah, Hikir ulo b'soiv shochach, I will know the din that loy shochach, and he was machlef the day. I'll know the din. So it seems he doesn't have to say two bovis. By saying Hikir ulo b'soiv shochach, I know automatically the din of Lei Shachach. No, he didn't know which day Shabbos was. B'chosh keino, mashmid deho, this third case, lo yitzterich lemisne. As they may say, it's from the Gemara. V'anami yitzterich lashmina. According to Rashi, he has to tell us the third case also. Dei nechayim al kol melocha melocha. So Taisvis is asking on Rashi, the Gemara on Amit Aleph weist the chois. If it says hikir lebesayv shochach, I know the halacha automatically of yedeya ikrei shel Shabbos. He forgot which day Shabbos was. And here on Amud Beis, Rashi says, if he wouldn't mention it, I wouldn't know the din. I think you chayav kol melocha melocha. V'nire l'ri. So the ri wants to say a different pshat, a little different pshat in the Gemara. The la'el, the comma, listni hike lebesayv shochach. Before the Gemara said, listni hike lebesayv shochach, v'chol shkein ho, loiboyi lemeima de loi listni klal b'mishne, elohochi pirushe, midiktoni chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. The Mishnah says, you are chayiv. The loiktoni einoi chayiv elo al kol Shabbos. Tave mashme v'loi al kol meloche meloche. Mashme de iker mas nisen chiyuva osa lashmina. De chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. V'loi pture deinei chayiv al kol meloche. Vim kein lisni hikir lepsoiv shochach tave revusa tvei. V'kol shken hai de chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Taisvis Bekitzer is saying as follows. If we look at the Lashon HaMishneh, the Mishneh says as follows. The first halacha of the Mishneh is, Ein Echayiv Elochatas Achas. The first halacha, it seems, the Chiddush is, he only is Chayiv one Chatas. That's the Chiddush of the first Bava, and we say this is speaking about a Tinik Shenishbe. The second Bava of the Mishneh is a Chiddush Chayiv Al Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. The second Bava is a Chiddush L'chumre. In that this, the second case is more chumra than the first case. In the first case, you only chayiv one kolben. In the second case, you chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So the Mishneh v'chlal is not speaking about if you're not chayiv on the malachis. The Mishneh doesn't speak about the kula, you're only chayiv of Shabbos, and you're not chayiv on the malachis that he did Shabbos. The Mishneh is delving on the chumre of this halacha, that this case is more chumre than the first case. The first case, you're only chayiv on all Shabbos is one kolben, and the second case is, you're chayiv on each Shabbos a kolben. So the Mishneh is telling us a chiddush in the chiyuv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So the Gemara said, if you're chayiv on each Shabbos, by hiker ulabesayv shochach, you're avad givis chayiv on all Shabbosays. By if the mela understand that I will mela understand that yodei hiker Shabbos avad givis yechayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So that was the Gemara on Amid Aleph. But lemaisa, there's another shayla. There's a shayla is hayodei hiker shel Shabbos is yechayiv al kol melocha melocha. The second Bava did not speak about this Shaila. So Taisva says, if it would not be Chayiv al Kol Melocha Melocha, the Mishneh should have said it. And since the Mishneh didn't say it, it's Arayat Chayiv al Kol Melocha Melocha. That is the end of Taisva. So Taisva says, Alav la Mishneh Bosa Hochi Bebova Achiti, Hayedei Ya'ikir Shabbos, Ein oi chayiv el al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Lashmi non deim chayiv al kol melochem. V'hashted, and since the Mishneh didn't say it, v'hashted daik shapir. Avo loi shokcho mai chayiv al kol melochem melochem. Midi loi toni bebo v'achiti dein oi chayiv el al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So the Gemara had asked, so that's why the Gemara assumed that if a person is Yehideya Ikrei Shol Shabbos, he's Chayiv Al Kol Melocha Melocha. So then the Gemara got stuck on the last Bava of the Mishneh. The last Bava of the Mishneh says, when are you Chayiv Al Kol Melocha Melocha? When he knows that today is Shabbos. Let it say a bigger Chiddush, that if he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, but Yehideya Ikrei Shabbos, he's also Chayiv Al Kol Melocha Melocha. The Cholshkein Ho, that was the Gemara's Kash. Teima L'ri. L'rove, the Omar B'Krisus, B'Soif Peirik Omruloi. Rove in Krisus says as follows. The Bizdoin Shabbos V'Shigigas Melochis. If a person knew that today is Shabbos, but he did not know that these Melochis are also, so Rove says, Loi mechayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. There is no chiyuv for each Shabbos. That means as follows. A person knows that today is Shabbos, but he does not know that Toilish in Zeireya is Osar on Shabbos. So Memeila, he was Toilish in Zeireya Shabbos Parshas Noya, so he's chayiv tu chatois. He was Zeireya in Toilish, so he's chayiv tu chatois. Next Shabbos, he again was zayreya v'toilish. So Rava says, for next Shabbos, he doesn't have to bring another time to korbanos. Why? Because that's behelam echot. That means the reason he was mechalol Shabbos, parshas Shabbos parshas lech lecha, is because he's still under the same ignorance. He does not know that Zereya and Toilish is also. So therefore, Rava says, if a person knows about Shabbos, but he's ignorant in the Melachis, so Memele, the added Shabbos are not a new Mechayiv. I don't have to bring for each Shabbos a new code. Because the reason of the Chilul Shabbos is because there was one Shkoga. I'm ignorant that Zerei and Toilish is also. That's what Rava says in Krisis. Taymulari. L'Rava da'oma v'Krisis b'soyif peirik omruloi. The Bizdoin Shabbos, if he knows that these days are Shabbos, he knows Shabbos Pashas Noyech, Shabbos Pashas Lech Lecho Shabbos, over v'shigi gas melachis, but he does not know in these Shabbos so he says Zerei v'Toilish is also. So Rava says over there, loy mechayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. You're only mechayiv on the melachis. He did two melachis and 10 Shabbosis. He's chayiv two kabonis. And where did Rava figure this out? V'dayik mimas nisim the hochet our Mishnah b'Yisrael. Because it says that the last case of the Mishnah is Doin Shabbos, Hayideya Shehu Shabbos, but it was Shogak b'Melochis. So it says in the Mishnah, the Lektoni Chayiv al Kol of Melocha u'Melocha Shel Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. That Yechayiv on each Melocha of each Shabbos. It says Yechayiv al Kol Melocha Melocha. So Memele, so according to Rava it comes out, if a person, the case that it says in the Mishnah, so if a person was Zeireya v'toilesh for 10 Shabbosos, you bring 2 Kobonis. That is the last case in the Mishnah. Now, according to what the Gemara held, that according to Rav Ishmul, that is Yedeya Ikrei Shel Shabbos v'shokcha, if he knows that today is Shabbos, he knows about Shabbos, but he does not know that today is Shabbos. So the Gemara held in that case, Yochayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. And you also chayiv al kol Moloch and Moloch. So it comes out, Yoideya Ikrei Shel Shabbos, but there's a Shkogia, he doesn't know that today is Shabbos. So then it is more chamor. Then it'll bring al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, and also bring al kol Moloch and Moloch. How could the Gemara ask? Let it say, case C, and about to give us all no case D, the two different halachas. Case C, when he knows about Shabbos, but he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, then he brings halachah malacha malacha halachah Shabbos v'Shabbos. Case D, what it does say in the Mishnah, he just brings halachah malacha malacha. So what's the kasha? Let him say case C and not say case D. He has to tell me case D to tell me on case D. You only chayev al kol meloch and meloch, and you're not chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. That is Taisvus kasha on the Gemara. Uladidei heichi parichochi. How could the Gemara ask? Lisni ayoideya ikel Shabbos. Haloi motzi lemisni hochi. Because if he'll say ayoideya ikel Shabbos, but if he didn't know which day is Shabbos. Can have a mashme, dloy mechayev hayedeik Shabbos, akol Shabbos v'Shabbos. And that is not true. Hayedeik Shabbos, shechayev akol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So that's why he couldn't speak about this case in the Mishnah. He had to speak about hayedeik shehu Shabbos. And then he's only chayev akol melocha melocha. The tirit, so that he said, no, the Gemara's kash is as false. It should have said like this in the Mishnah. It should have said, dochipoch, the listening hayedeik Shabbos, Chayav al kol og meloche, shekol Shabbos v'Shabbos. It should say that. And that's what it should say. Let it say this, then this is the biggest chayma. The Rashba meforesh, the havetoni, it should say that, not the way it says now in the Mishnah, it should say, Chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, and it tells the biggest chayma of, that if a yedei ikre shel Shabbos, you chayav both things. Al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, al kol meloche meloche. The Rashba meforesh, the Rashba meforesh, behegye, hayedeye ikir Shabbos chayav kol av meloche, lekelamedik deloy mechayiv al kol Shabbos, midalik toni chayav kol av meloche shokol Shabbos. Leitzarech lemisni demereish shaminalei, Tani Mikel of Sayf Shachach the Chayim of Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos Kolosh Kani Deika Shabbos Kedi Amalel. He says it doesn't even have to say it. If it would just mention Ayideya Ikre Shal Shabbos, I could figure out these two Chiyuvim automatically. And he's Chayim of Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos Akal Bochayim of Shal Chachal b'Sayf Ikir. And if he'll tell me he's Chayim of Kol Malach and Malach, he'll know everything. You shouldn't speak about a yedei shu Shabbos. Din kein av amina da chayv nani akol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Ve'ini kein l'rabba de krisis. Ela lisni bo v'achit. It should say, now a fourth case. A yedei shu Shabbos, ein chayv al kol Shabbos, only al kol meloch. Bekitzer, I hope the worst is over in Cheshbon, so we can go further now. So look the Gemara right. Elo, so the Gemara says as follow. Elo mas nisin. So the Gemara says no. Kshe hiker ola b'sayif shachach. Elo mas nisin kshe hiker ola b'sayif shachach. Before we had an assumption that the Mishnah started off with Tidik Shanishba. And then we were going, making Cheshbonis. We ended up with Akash. So the Gemara says no. We're going to learn the Mishnah. Hasheicheach ikrei. That the first case of the Mishnah is Achishachech Ike Shabbos means he once knew about Shabbos and he forgot. And then Ischayev one called. So it's the Gemara Nachabal. Elamas Nisim Sheikir Ola Besayv Shachar. The Posh is the Pshat of Sheikhayach. He once knew about it, now he forgot the Chal about Shabbos. So what did I, Rabbi Shmuel, said something about a Tinik Shen Nishpe? The Rabbi Shmuel Nami. Rav Shmuel just said, the Mishnah tells us that Hikir Ula B'Sayv Shachach Yechayiv one Kolbin. So Rav Shmuel says, Lehikir Shabbos Kol Hikir, you also Chayiv one Kolbin. He says, they are Moisiv on the Mishnah, not telling us a different Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about a Tinik Shanishba, because if the Mishnah is speaking about a Tinik Shanishba, we're going to go down the landslide, we're going to have problems. The Mishnah is speaking about Hikir Ula B'Sayif Shachach, the way that the Poshim Shah in the Mishnah, but Rav Shmuel are telling us that Hu Adin Atinik Shanish, but you also Chayiv, Ein Chayiv Ela Achas. That's what the Gemara says. V'achi Yipma. Rav Shmuel Domri Tavayu, Afilu Tinik Shanish, Bein Anochim, V'ger Shanish Gai Ula Bein Anochim, Ki Hikir Ula B'Sayif Shachach. He also says the same Alochim. There's no difference if he never knew about Shabbos, or if he did know about Shabbos and now forgot about Shabbos, that is chayiv one chatos for chayiv. That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish tamri tavayu, and they disagree. They say no. Tav kehikir lebesayiv shocha. When are you chayiv one kolbin and all the chilulei Shabbos, if he once knew about Shabbos and if he got about it, then he brings one kolbin. Avol tinoik shenishba bein hanochim, the ger shenizgayer lebein hanochim, potter. So he is potter legamri. So bekitzer, now we have a machloikis, Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechne v'Reish Lakish, what is the din by tinoik shenishba? According to Rav Shmuel, tinoik shenishba, when he finds out, he has to bring one kolbin on all the chilul Shabbos that he made. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, he does not have to bring any kolbin. Let us see Rashi. The Mishnah, really there's two cases. That you are chayiv one kolbin. Tinik shenishbe and hikel b'sayiv shachach. But in order one should not make a mistake that Hikul B'Sayif Shachach, you are Chayiv al Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, like the Gemara held before. So therefore the Gemara tell you no, the Mishnah tell you no. Hikul B'Sayif Shachach, you Chayiv also one Kol. Potter, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that he is Potter. So Rashi says, what is the Svara of Rabbi Yochanan? The Kosovri Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, Oimel Mutter Onesu Veloishkogu. So Rashi comes with a unique svara in Rabbi Yochanan, and we'll see Taisus is Chaylik, but first we'll learn the Sugya, to get a little bit into the Sugya to understand why Taisus is Chaylik. Our Bekitza Rashi says the svara Rabbi Yochanan is that there's a Shoigik and there's an Onus. What defines a shaygik? Defines a shaygik is if he's aware, he has some sort of idea about the halachas, so then there's a shtikal pshiyah. He should have remembered, he should have found out, he should have investigated. So if he didn't do this, then he's chayav akol. So this all applies by yoda l'besayv shochach. He once knew about Shabbos, then all of a sudden he forgot about it. How do you forget about such a thing? It's such an important yediyah, how do you forget about it? There's a pshi involved over here. It's a shtickle, his fault. So then you're achayev, al kuponim yachayev akol, poor forgetting. But if a person is an oimel mutter, he grew up in a monastery. He doesn't know anything about Shabbos. So he thinks it's mutter to be mechalel Shabbos. This person is not called a shaygik. This person is called an onus. That means, even though no one forced him physically to be mechalel Shabbos, but his ignorance forced him. That means he held its mutter. So since it is not his fault whatsoever, so Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish holds, so he's potering ganzen from a kolben. This is a new category. This is an onus, and the chiyuv kolben only applies by a shaykh. So we hear a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel with Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Meisvei. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Baraisa says as follows: Klal godel omru b'shabes, kol ha-sheicheich ikir shabes. So this Lashon sounds very familiar. This is mamish the Lashon of the first Bava in our Mishnah. But the Baraisa explains it as follows. Ketzat, what does that mean? Hasheicheich ikir Shabbos. Tinik shenishba lebein anochim. Veger shenizgayir bein anochim. Va'osa melocha isharbei b'shabos isharbei. Einechayev elo chatas achas. So the Baraisa says klal atinik shenishba is chayiv one chatos. So we have an offener Baraisa like Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said that atinik shenishba is an onus, he's potter. Period. So the Gemara is going to come back soon to this Baraisa to ask a kasha. But first, on Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. But before we come to the kasha, let us finish the Baraisa. So the Baraisa is now dealing with this Tinik Shenishba. He was a Tinik Shenishba for 45 years. Now he found out that he's a Yid. So Lamaisa, he brings one Kolben Chatos on all the Chilulei Shabbos that he did. V'chayev al Hadom Achas. He brings another Kolben. If through his whole lifespan he had many, many times eaten Dam, which is a Chiyuv Koras, so he'll bring one Kolben Chatos on this Aveira. V'alachelev achas. In his whole lifespan, he ate many times chelev. He'll also bring one kol. V'alavaydezore achas. If he was an eved avaydezore, he'll also bring one kol. So memele, al kaponim, we see that the Tana holds that tinik shenishba, al kaponim is also mechuyiv in a kolman. And that is a raya to Rabbi Shmuel. Umunbas paita. Munbas said, that a tinik shenishba is potter. V'kach oya munbaz dom lifnei Rabbi Akiva. And munbaz was dom lifnei Rabbi Akiva to prove that a tinik shenishba is potter. What was he done? He said as follows. Hoyel umezit kori choite. He had a posik. We'll see in Rashi what the posik is. There's a posik that speaks about a person does an aveira b'mezit. And the pasuk says sechta. So we see that the Torah calls a mezid a chet. Now, so he said like this: Hoyel umezid kori choite, v'shoyge kori choite. A shoyge is also called a chet. So he made now a mamotzin. Ma mezid shahoisa lo yediye. A mezid you only chayev if he knew about it. A very interesting mamotzin. We have to learn about from the chet that says by mezid, that's megalon the chet that says by shaygig. It seems both of these are chatoim, so they should be similar. So just like a chet of mezid, he knew something, he's amazed. So every shaygik has to know something also. A tinik shenishba who knew nothing is potter. So he made this mamatzinu, and the mamatzinu is built on the yesod that shaygik has to have the characteristics of mezid. So just like by mezid is a yediyah, so by shaygik also there has to be a yediyah. Omar le Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, he told Munba, listen here, if you're going to make such a mamatzinu that a shaygik has to have the characteristics of a mezid, and you need a yediyah, hareini meisiv al dvoreches. I'm going to add on. I'm going to continue with your mamatzinu. Ima mezid shahoysa yediyah b'shas meisiv. A mezid, not only yesterday he knew that it's also. A mezid knows when he's doing it that it's also. Afshaygik shahoysa la yediyah b'shas meisiv. So if you tell me a klal, that a shaygik has to be similar to a mezid. And just like a mezid had to have a yediyah, so a shaygik also had to have a yediyah. And from that you prove that a tinik shenishba, that never had a yediyah, is not chayav kolbon, because shaygik has to be similar to mezid. If that is true, so I'll draw the line a little further. Shaygik has to be similar to mezid. Mezid is chayav kolbon, mezid is only a mezid when he knows now that he's doing an aveira. So shaygik also has to know now. So, and you can't say this, because if you're going to say that a shaygik has to know now that he's doing an aveira, so the male says not a shaygik. So you see, your whole mamatzinu doesn't work. Now, but Munbaz didn't feel bad from this kasha. Omalai hang. Becholshkein shayes after. I agree with you. There's a shaygik that you are moisif another chiddush. And I agree with the chiddush. That a shaygik that knows now he's doing an aveira is also called a shaygik. And what the case is, that we'll see on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph. But al kaponim munbas al fakert. I'm right. And you learn how shaygik from mezid in yindin yashakayach take. A shaygik that knows now he's doing aveira is also chayav kol. Om aleil dvorecha. So Rabbi Kiva answered him, oy vey. That if you're telling me that a shaygik that knows now that he's doing a veira being zakol names zakol is shaygik el amazed, that's amazed. How do you do such a thing? Okay. But now let's get back to the sugya. The sugya was, we had a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what Allah applies by a tinik shenishbe. Rabbi Shmuel said a tinik shenishbe is chayim. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said a tinik shenishbe is potter. So now, k'toni miyos. Now this is kasha Rabbi Yechon Rish Lokish. K'toni miyos. We learned in the Baraisa. Keitzad, tinoik, is what? Is chayiv. Bishloim el Rav Shmuel Niche. That's what they said. Atinik Shnishm is also chayiv one kol. El el Rav Yechon el Rav Shimon ben Lokish. You said that what did you not chayiv? Kasha. So it's shver. Omolach Rabbi Yechon el Rish Lokish. Loi, mi ike munbaz de potter. What do you mean? You bring me a rai from the baraisa. But there's a fine yid munbaz that says a tinik shenishba is potter. Anan da omrinan ke munbaz. We hold like munbaz. And the Mishnah is also going like munbaz. So I'm saying the Mishnah holds like a munbaz, and the Mishnah says, davke ha-sheicheyach ikrei Shabbos. He once knew and he forgot. Then he's chaye b'chatas. But a tinik shenishba is taki potter. Zogt the Gemara. Zogt Rashi. V'chayiv al adam she'ochal kol yom of achas. All the achilas of dam he made his whole life is chayiv on kol. V'chein al kol dvar kore shebetoire that he was over the tinik shenishba is chayiv on kol. Bunda said, no, you learn out shaygig from mezid. Mezid kori choyte. Where do you see mezid is called a choyte? Tachsiv b'shvuah sa'idis. B'shvuah sa'idis it says, nefesh ki sechto b'shoma, b'goyma, v'leksiv b'yvenela. So shvuah sa'idis is speaking about that the Edim knew that the tzir of shvuah sa'idis is if two Edim saw how, let's say, how Reuben lent Shimon money. And now, Reuben goes over, and Reuben comes to Shimon and says, Rabbi Shimon, I lent you $100, please pay me back. And Shimon makes an innocent face and says, what? Adam. I never bought a penny from you. So Reuven is not worried. There were two Edim that saw us. He goes over to the two Edim. He tells over to Edim, I will request from you to come to Bezin to say, Edis, you saw I lent Shimon $100. So the two Edim also make an innocent face and they say, we don't know about it. You never were there. So now he gets frustrated. He says, Mashbiyani Aleichem Shetavoyu V'tiduni. I Mashbiyu, you should come and say Edis. You should come to say Edis. And they say, Eini Yidei Alecha Edis. So they were mezidim. They did see the Edis and they say, Nein Lecha Edis. So they're chayev a kol mishvuas Edis. So there it says, Sechta, like Sibbei Vanilla. So Reini Meisav Al-Dvarecha, so Bekiva Tainid, Mudbas, if you're saying that a sheikik has the characteristics of a mezid, claiming kach bosa lidresh k'ser shav v'lilmay sheikik me mezid, boy, come here, v'oisav gamani al dvarecha oi, v'botire im yamdu dvarecha, you can make such a lima. We'll say that what, that just like mezid had a yediyah b'shas maise, av sheikik shoysel yediyah b'shas maise, t'chai ve'yu gam b'zu chatos. He told him, Koshke Shay Saftal Devore, Varayata Masayeni, you're helping me, I appreciate your being your Hachov in my Limut, the Gambazu and the Yamashukai. I agree with you 100%. Even though he knew he was, that he did an Aveir, he's also called Chayva Kolm. The Kama Maforish Bamai Shogit, so what kind of a Shogit is this? A Biktoni, Mi Yorei Shetinik Shanishmo, Benenochim Chayev, Mishloim alarav, shimul neche, dina nami mechai, vika luk medu adin, leikir obesayv shocha, kimas nisen. Hu adin, hikir obesayv shocha, yosachai. Uberais, du toni tini ki guf, itzich lashmin, pluk to the mundas varabona. Aber according to Rabbi Yochanan is schwer, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, in Reish Lakish, hold according, they hold paskin like mundas.